RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
27 minutes to nine. Des is here with the sports news. And there are just more and more questions about this video footage in Paris, aren't there, Des?
Yeah. Well, there'll be no answers now because the CCTV footage from the Stade de France on the night of the Champions League final has already been deleted. The French Football Federation said yesterday. Liverpool fans have been blamed by the French authorities for the chaos outside the ground ahead of their defeat to Real Madrid. It saw thousands of supporters locked out and then tear gassed by police. Now, the French government blamed ticketless fans with forgeries for trying to get in, but numerous eyewitness accounts described major congestion issues on the approach to the stadium, fans being locked out for an hour as the issues of scanning tickets intensified, and they were being tear gassed while they were stuck in pens there. And after the match, local gangs then assaulted and robbed supporters, making their way back to coaches and trains. But a spokesman for the French Football Federation told an inquiry yesterday, the images were available for 7 days, then they're automatically destroyed, but nobody went seeking them. The authorities didn't seek the video footage. Liverpool's mayor has said the French police officers were seeking confrontation. They were quick to threaten fans with their batons, and the head of French policing has apologised for using tear gas on the Liverpool fans, but he said he had no alternative. Now, on the pitch, there was defeat again for Northern Ireland in the Nations League. They're having the same look we are. They were beaten 3-2 by Kosovo last night, who were ranked 107th in the world. There was a great boost, though, for the Republic of Ireland under-21s ahead of their trip to Ascoli to play Italy next Tuesday, because Jim Crawford's side have now been guaranteed a playoff spot for the European finals after the 1-1 draw between Sweden and Italy yesterday. In the Women's National League last night, it finished scoreless between DLR Waves and Bohemians. Well, now to that off-the-course golf drama yesterday, an extraordinary day. And the divide grew stronger when the PGA Tour, the American Tour, suspended all current and future players who've decided to join the Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Series that began yesterday. The PGA said those who joined the lucrative breakaway series will not be permitted to play as a non-member, even if they have a sponsor's exemption or any other eligibility category. But the American and European tours declined requests from members who had asked could they be released to play in this event at Centurion Club outside London, where $25 million is up for grabs, including $4 million for the winner. One of the star players who has left the PGA Tour, it's interesting, he's the first to basically say, I don't have any regrets. This is Sergio Garcia.
It doesn't bother me. I'm very happy where I am, and I'm excited. I'm excited for this tour. I thought that today was a great day to start, and that's where I'm going to focus. Like I said, I resigned a week and a half ago, so whatever the PGA Tour says doesn't go with me because I'm not a member.
You just want to focus on the golf, from
yes,
battle from any golfer to play where they want to.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the reasons why I resigned, because I didn't want to get into any legal battles. So I'm very happy to be here for many reasons, because it's going to allow me to do what I love, which is playing golf. It's going to allow me to see my family more, spend more time with my kids, 4 and 2. So I want to spend as much time as I can and make a good living while doing it. So for me, it's a win-win.
Sure is a win-win for all of them. Meanwhile, on the paltry PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are in the top 10 heading into day 2 of the Canadian Open. McIlroy, the defending champion, is 4 under. He's 3 behind the leader, Wyndham Clark, and Shane Lowry is on 3 under. Now in rugby, Leinster face a big task tonight. They take on South African side the Bulls in the first semi-final of the United Rugby Championship. Should be a cracking game. The Bulls have won 9 of their last 10 matches. Robbie Henshaw and Jack Conan return to the Leinster team. Johnny Sexton is named on the bench. Gaelic games, earlier we heard Don Logue's hurling preview. Now let's get Colm O'Rourke's verdict on the 4 big football games as the sides bid for a quarter final spot. We'll begin with tomorrow's opening game at Croke Park, Clare versus Roscommon.
Yes, Des, and I think it's a pity that these counties have all been brought to Croke Park. Clare and Roscommon were playing in Galway. It probably would be a much better atmosphere. I watched the full Clare game last week against Meath, and they were full value for their win. Colm Collins still doing a remarkable job with them. And of course, Roscommon last outing was in the Connacht final, and Galway beat them fairly easy. But I was impressed with the Roscommon spirit, even though they were a bit passive in the whole game. Quite unusual for a Roscommon team. and also unusual in that the best part of their team is their forwards. They leak a lot of scores. Maybe Clare won't be able to take full advantage of that. I think Roscommon are the more likely to win this one.
And then Mayo against Kildare.
Well, this is the tie of the round in Croke Park on Saturday evening. Again, maybe Tullamore would have been a better place for that. It would be a better crowd. It's a long way from Mayo to Croke Park, and they have to make that voyage on regular occasions. Mayo will be heavy favourites for this after beating Monaghan last weekend, and they showed great spirit again. They should be thankful to have the likes of Lee Keegan, but the problem for Mayo has been scoring, and it still continues. In Kildare, the big issue for them, of course, in the Leinster final was that they were leaking goals. The game over after 15 minutes. Kildare will be heavy outsiders in this one, but I think that there is something in Kildare. I thought I was impressed with them during the league. I think they're going to put up a big showing. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they won this.
Okay, on Sunday we have Cork against Limerick.
Yes, and this starts off in Páirc Cliath. It's tough on Limerick having to travel down there, but the local arrangements prevail. And it also must be hard on the Limerick footballers to live in the giant shadow cast by their hurlers. But when you look at it, Limerick are playing their fourth championship match. In years gone by, it would have won an All-Ireland playing that much championship football, but they're only at this stage now. And I think that after the drubbing they got against Kerry in the Munster final, it's going to be very hard to recover. Cork are going the opposite way. John Cleary is getting a bit of a tune out of them. I watched the full game against Loud last week, and again, they probably should have won it easier against a very defensive Loud team. Cork for me in this one.
And then Donegal play Armagh.
Well, the biggest game of the weekend, of course, is the local derby in Ulster. They probably would have liked to get away from each other. They've already met in the first round of the Ulster Championship. Donegal won that easily, but of course, they're on a low after the being beaten by Derry in the Ulster final, while Armagh really coming into it on a high after the big win over Tyrone last Sunday. Armagh, one of the teams I really like to watch because they play a very attractive brand of football and they don't mind kicking the ball. And Rian O'Neill has been a star for them. And of course, Eton Rafferty coming out of goals and scoring 2 points. But if there's a bit of pride left in Donegal at all, you would expect that there's going to be a big fight back from everybody on the team. They would be desperately disappointed with what happened in the Ulster final. I'll give Donegal another chance.
Not everyone will. Thanks, Colm. In racing, Dr. Zemf returned to winning ways in the Ballycorra Stakes at Leopardstown for Ger Lyons, and this evening's racing is at Ferry House and Clonmel.